News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Eamon Ryan is the leader of the Green Party. He's the Minister for Climate Action, Communication Networks and Transport. Minister, what is your message to the publican, the small rural publican that Andrea mentioned who's listening to the show this morning? They're living in a part of the country that haven't had a case of COVID weeks on end now, and they've been told, I'm sorry, your livelihood is still on hold.
Oh, but there's huge sympathy, first of all, Ciarán, because everyone agrees we want to go back to normal. We want to go back to going to matches, going to the pub or whatever. But we had to also heed the health advice yesterday, and it is a delay. It's not, pubs will reopen, but the advice was clear from NEFA that there has been a recent spike just even in the last week. We're still now, we have to be careful, we're still below other countries. We're still doing quite well as a country, but to protect that and to make sure we don't go to having to do a much, having to reverse other changes that have been made, the advice was strongly to hold back again for a further 3 weeks and to monitor and measure and try and stop it going from the increase we've seen in the last week growing on further. It is, I think, the words the chief medical advisor yesterday to us was that it was on a knife edge and we have to be careful. The government heeded that.
Yeah, no one would disagree with anything you said there. Can you explain to me, though, how not letting 50 or 100 people in to watch a club GA match in a ground that is 2 or 3 acres in size is going to have an impact on coronavirus numbers?
We asked that question, obviously, of the chief medical officer, and if I was to summarise the response, I think his main concern is on the getting to and from or the congregating before or after the match. Obviously, as you said, if you're in a very big, wide open stadium or field where you can spread people out, that the risk there is actually relatively low. But it isn't the congregation, he would argue, or the NEFID, the experts who are advising the government to this, argued that it's in that congregation before or after the games where there's a problem.
But they're congregating, this is a little bit kind of like, Aristotle's prisoner in the cave. Like, you're not kind of take your head out of it and look at what's happening, and you go to these matches and there's 200 people in the ground, and then there's about 300 or 400 people standing in the farmer's field next to the ground watching the match, and they're all congregating and there's no control over that.
And I suppose we do have to, just ourselves, we have to make sure that we do stick to some of the very basic principles, the very simple things, that we do keep our distance, we do actually avoid contact, we're careful with hygiene, we wear masks, we wash our hands. I'm sorry if this is kind of the same thing we've heard for so long, but that is, it's those basics in terms of keeping ourselves safe is actually what we need to do still in this period. And there will be, this will change. It's not going to be in this format forever and a day. But I suppose particularly the government felt with the reopening of schools due, which I think most people would recognise, that has to be our first priority. That has to be something we don't want to risk in any way. We want to make sure we get that right, get the schools up and running. Other elements will come back. We can't do a lockdown forever and a day, and we will have to be flexible.
Was that, and apologies for interrupting you, Minister, was that the thinking at Cabinet, that if you allow pubs to open from Monday and let's, worst case scenario, and you lift the numbers at GAA grounds and horse racing grounds and what have you, and there is a spike in numbers, that spike would probably materialise in 2 or 3 weeks' time, exactly when schools are about to reopen, and that it would make it very, very difficult to reopen those schools? Was that some of the thinking?
Yes, in truth, most of the cases at the moment are related to work settings, specific work settings, are congregated residential areas which are kind of connected to work. So, but the risk is that it might spread from there into the community. And it is, as I said, it is across the country now. It's not just a Dublin issue. The figures recently have shown a spread somewhat across the country, not just in the Dublin area. So that fear about community transition going from kind of certain clusters or pockets that is the moment towards wider spread is what the real concern was. And it was on that basis that it was decided not to put off forever, or not to say that we're never going to go back to be able to have a wedding or go to a football match or go to a pub, but certainly just to delay and monitor and see what happens in the next 3 weeks, because it is a critical 3 weeks.
Do you expect pubs in 3 weeks' time to be opening? I don't expect you to give an exact answer on that now, but some indication from your cabinet colleagues that they expect it's a possibility pubs might not reopen at all this year.
I don't agree with that. My own view, and I suppose, and it'll depend very much on what happens with the virus and what happens with the medical advice. But across a whole range of different areas, we do have to maintain, for example, in travel, we do have to maintain some connectivity for the health of our economy, but also because there are circumstances when people do have to, personal circumstances when people do have to travel. So we will maintain connectivity. We also will maintain, we will have to manage COVID in the next, we'll see how long it's here with us, but we will have to manage it in a way that will be maybe reacting more to clusters to try and dampen it down when it does arise and make sure normal life keeps going as best we can.
Okay.
So I don't see an ongoing restriction to certain areas being likely. I think it's a more short-term phenomenon.
All right. Well, a hopeful note to end that discussion for publicans out there. Can you explain before you go, Minister, the catchily titled Renewable Electricity Support Scheme? What is it?
Yeah, no, and it's just maybe to give people a certain sense of hope that things will return. We've just completed an auction where we've asked people to bid in to build solar farms and our wind farms. And it was successful. We found people bidding in. We had about 108 companies bidding in, and also 7 local communities. And I think that's a key development, that we start developing community energy. So those projects are now ready to go. They will start construction pretty much straight away. And that's the other part of the equation here is an economic stimulus where we get the country working again. And some of those green energy projects are going to play a vital role. So I was very pleased that we got that auction launched yesterday.
All right. Eamon Ryan, leader of the Green Party, Minister for Climate Action, Communications Networks and Transport. Minister, thanks for your time this morning.
We are going